Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
A Republican majority in the U.S. House of Representatives. What is that going to mean in terms of legislation, in terms of what the Biden administration could be in for? Joining us right now is ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts. Talk a little bit more about that. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Well, look, I think the single most important change, even though Republicans are only going to control the House by 3 or 4 votes, according to the latest tallies, there's only one seat left to be determined in California. It's a very narrow majority, but that means Republicans run every single committee, Paul. That means that they have the power of subpoena to hold hearings, to ask questions, mount investigations, and this is going to be very uncomfortable for the Biden administration. It's a long list of hearings that the Republicans already promised to hold. One gets into the business dealings of Biden's son, Hunter Biden. And they're very clear about us. They're aiming at the president through Hunter, hoping to find some evidence that the president himself was involved in many of Hunter's shady business dealings. Also very much at the top of their list is the southern border. The incoming Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, was down there last week. In fact, he vowed to impeach the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, if he didn't resign. Then you're going to have a focus on COVID and the origins of COVID. It's a long list. So the single most important word here is subpoena. And look, we saw with the January 6th hearings that the Democrats mounted over the summer that this is political theater. But theater is part of politics, and messaging is part of politics. And it's going to be very uncomfortable for the Biden administration on many levels.
You mentioned Kevin McCarthy, the likely Speaker of the House, but he doesn't have this locked up yet. This could be a bit of a fight for him to gain leadership, couldn't it?
Could be. Look, as you point out, the way the vote works when Congress reconvenes in January, the Democrats all vote for the Democratic leader, who will be Hakeem Jeffries of New York, who's replacing Nancy Pelosi as their leader. Republicans, since he's only got a 3 or 4 vote margin, McCarthy, if he loses 3 or 4 of his own members, and several of them have vowed they would not vote for him for Speaker on the theory that he's not conservative enough, he could have some problems. The real advantage he has is there's no option. So I fully expect one way or another Kevin McCarthy will be the Speaker. But you point out something important, which is because the margin is so small, Republicans themselves are going to have a lot of problems managing the House. And this is not new. You go back to 3 of the last 4 Republican speakers back in the 90s, Newt Gingrich used to talk about the perfectionist caucus. And he was attacking his own members who were so conservative and so pure. They came from safe districts. They never had to listen to anybody else. And they drove him crazy. And the same was true for John Boehner, who was Speaker for 3 terms, Paul Ryan, who was Speaker for 2 terms. All of those Republicans had to grapple with, sometimes they were called the Tea Party, sometimes they've been called the Freedom Caucus. They're all the same people, and there are maybe 30 or 40 of their members, very, very conservative, totally uninterested in really in legislation except obstruction. And they can make the life of a Republican Speaker miserable. So the Republicans have a lot of advantages in taking over the House, but smooth and efficient organization is not one of them.
And with a slim majority of Republicans controlling the House and Democrats controlling the Senate, it looks like we're probably in for political gridlock for at least a couple more years, huh?
Well, that's my best guess. Now, there are some things Congress has to do. They have to pass a budget of some sort to keep the government open. They have to periodically raise the debt ceiling. This is the limit that's placed on federal borrowing. And if that's not raised periodically, the real risk is that the faith and credit of the United States is put in jeopardy. And that would have a terrible effect on the American economy and its reputation around the world. And so Republicans, even though they have very little leverage when it comes to legislation, are some of those Freedom Caucus members, those perfectionists, are threatening to use the the budget and the debt ceiling as leverage over the Democrats. So in the end, those fights usually get settled, but they could be very messy. There could be a real threat to the economic reputation of the United States if those Republicans decide to play hardball on those issues.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. Steve, always great to talk to you. Really appreciate your insight. Thanks so much.
Okay, pal.
Bye-bye.